too. Since we assume that the displacement of the string is small, we can approximate the sine of psi, the angle, with the x-axis, or the tangent of psi with psi. So dy over dx, which is the slope of the string, is approximated by y. So if we apply these approximations for the difference between the two forces, we have that the acceleration is equal to 1 over rho d over dx of t dy over dx. And since the tension is approximately constant, it's equal to c squared partial square y over partial x squared with velocity c, which is equal to the square root of the t, the tensions, over the linear mass density rho.